This beer isn't working. You don't feel any younger or funkier?
It's just a beer. Don't be such a pussy, okay?
This is the most disgusting thing I've ever drank.
I want you to give me fresh beer.
Now!
It was the greatest beer in all Zephyr!
After this case, and the other case, there's only one case left!
Time to kick back, take some beers, and smoke some weed.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Now let's all get drunk and play ping pong.
Things are going to start happening to me now.
Big foamy head, the Stone and Lagunitas show.
You're just making this up as you go along. The first beer is already working.
8.4% alcohol.
So what are we, we're starting off.
Yeah, well, let's just say we're starting off the Stone Vertical Epic.
We are.
And what do we know about the 777?
It was, well, you know, you taught Mike this, and he ran through all the numbers, so he understands it completely. What is it? Or it's, when was it made?
When was which one made?
The seven. Hello?
We lose Rick?
No. I've got to register a product
now
or
I'm
something.
Here.
Okay.
Well, this was, it was released on 7-7 of 07.
Okay. So that's July 7th of 07.
Yeah.
And you asked, and this is the Stone Vertical Epic, which many people have heard of, few have laid their hands on, and I snagged a couple of bottles while I was out in California and brought some to Rick, only to discover he could go down the street and buy it in Denver. But here in Memphis, you can't buy nothing. And so this is a, we looked it up, it is classified as a Belgian strong pale ale. I'd never heard of such. A Belgian strong pale ale. It's not really pale ale-ish.
And not. This is cool. It's cool that we're both drinking the same beers, because
yeah,
we haven't done that for several months now. So
yeah,
we're kind of synchronized that way.
So yeah, we're doing this because I came through there and we went shopping and got the same beers.
It says on the back of the bottle, it's kind of a combination or they got the inspiration for this from the Belgian Saison and Golden Triples.
Yeah. Okay. So, I wouldn't have thought that at all. A triple maybe, but I wouldn't have got a Saison because it doesn't have that kind of earthy,
well, is that where
funky.
Is that where a lot of the spice notes come from, maybe?
Well, the Belgian part, but see, that's where you never can tell. I didn't look it up. I looked up on Stone what they had to say about it, and they're not really one to classify this. They like to talk about it in a more interesting terms, and this has here on 6-18-07, the or June 22nd, 2007, right before they bottled it, the initial tasting, the or I guess after they bottled it, deep golden with a touch of haze. It foam is white, creamy and thick, grapefruit, citrus, ginger, tropical fruit esters with a touch of spice. That's the aroma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't get that at all. I got, like, spice notes, lots of them. The flavor is citrus and ginger up front, finishing with a touch of clove and more intense cardamom spice.
Cardamom.
Palate, medium body, very effervescent, crisp, dry, and refreshing. Touch of bitterness and alcohol warmth. Overall, quite delicious now. We fully expect the flavors to blend more over time. So we've let this age 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Days. Literally, yeah. Days.
Well,
yes.
It's set on the back of the bottle. Break
it's
it.
Kind of interesting.
Go ahead, Rick. I'm sorry.
They're kind of just reading off the ingredient list from the website. And you can go get the recipe for this. It's scaled by percentages, so no matter what size batch you're brewing, you have a good recipe for it. But it's got crystal hop pellets, glacier hop pellets, powdered ginger, powdered cardamom, dried grapefruit peel, dried orange peel, dried lemon peel, and the yeast is White Labs 566, which is a Saison yeast.
And another Saison.
So, pretty cool.
It's got three, it says a White Labs blend. Two Saison and a Belgian ale.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're right. It's,
all right, well, that was pretty
good. 566, 565, and 550.
Yeah. And this says alcohol by volume, 8.9%. And Christie's down here enjoying us, enjoying it, enjoying
hey,
us.
Hey, Christy.
What?
What's it taste like to you?
Horse blanket.
Horse blanket. She's reading the cheat sheet looking for a horse. Are you getting it? Tastes
but like you liked the way it smelled, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it smelled good.
Well, mine's about gone.
Mine is gone.
So
I enjoyed that one really immensely.
Yeah.
And I do believe like that Stone blanket. Just kind of lets their brewers go pick a recipe and they have a little competition and decide what they're going to brew. That's not really set in stone.
Well, how much do they differ on these from year to year? I mean, are they trying to do something?
Quite a bit.
Yeah, really? they have, and you can look up the notes, the flavor notes on the website. This is my first Vertical Epic I've had.
Well, that's a good question, Mike. Looking back, it looks like the last three have been Belgian styles. You have to go back to 444 to get at an IPA.
An IPA? Is it? But was it a Belgian IPA or a Belgian?
Yeah.
I guess it'd be a BPA.
A BPA.
I don't know. Well, this, okay, so you look back to 04.
Do the Belgians do IPAs? No.
They do. So. No, there is a Belgian IPA style. I looked it up. I thought I'd come up with something new, but no.
Oh, come on. Belgian people don't like IPAs.
Well, why don't we just have some of our Belgian listeners call in?
That's
and
right.
Let us know.
All the tens or fives of Belgian listeners call in. That I'm not a Frenchie.
What's the time difference on
7 hours?
Yeah, 7 hours.
Call him up.
Okay, by the magic of podcasting, Martin has arrived, and I think Christy has left. Correct?
No, she's still sitting there.
She's still here.
Let me adjust the camera.
Oh,
there she is.
All within the space of a second.
Yeah. Well, he came in the door quietly, stealthily,
and he didn't let the cat out.
He did not let the cat out, which is good.
But I let the dog out.
Woo, no.
Woo.
Man, that was weak.
That was a little puppy.
Hey, I haven't had any beer yet. Okay?
That's right, and we haven't. I sort of got this. I think there was like some kind of qualage or some kind of narcotic in here because we're just slow once we started going with this. So hopefully we'll revive a little on the next beer.
This was pretty good.
Oh, now you like it?
Yeah, I was just reading.
You're reading Horse Blanket.
Beers really taste like a horse blanket. How do they know what a horse blanket tastes like?
Some do.
Somebody had to suck on a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, talking to the microphone more. That way we can hear you. It's a rule.
It's in the mime.
And for our deaf listeners.
Why do you have two microphones, Dick? Does this pick you up in stereo?
No, that's Rick's
microphone.
Oh. I'm sorry. I saw the big foamy head there, and I didn't recognize you, Rick. I'm sorry.
See, Rick is here via speaker, and that's why
I am.
Yeah,
that's what we need to do is put a picture of a big foamy head.
We got to like put a picture of him because Martin's staring over here like, why is there a microphone at a speaker sitting on top of a cup?
Big foamy head.
So,
I was looking up there for him.
Yeah, he's just like kind of comes out of the air.
Well, for our Braille friends.
That's right. Put your hands on the speaker. Our Braille friends? Is that what that'd be? Our blind friends? Or
no, just our friends that do Braille.
There you go.
God's going to strike you dead.
That's right. I told Martin.
I
warned him, Rick.
Technically, you don't have to be blind to read it, right?
Right. That's true.
That's
I warned Martin. I said, okay. I said, here's the house rules. We're not going to go to politics. We're not going to talk religion. So immediately he starts harassing the handicap.
For the rest of my beer.
No, that's for you. Drink it.
I'm back.
Okay. All right. Well, you're just in time for us to go to our first musical number. And I'm going to save that song we were listening to till later. So, Guitar Slim, The Things I Used to Do. We'll be back on our next mirror.
The things that I used to do, Lord, I won't do no more. The things that I used to do, Lord, I won't do no more. Sit and hold. baby, cried, begging you not to go. I would search all night for you, baby, Lord, in my search would always end in vain. I would search all night for you, baby, Lord, in my search would always end in vain. But I knew all along, darling, that you was hid out with your other man. To send you back to your mother, baby, Lord, and I'm going back to my family too. I'm going to send you back to your mother, baby, Lord, and I'm going back to my family too. Nothing I do that please you, baby, Lord, I just can't get along with you.
Seven stop. Guitar sonata. All right, and we cracked up in our next beer. And this is the Stone XI 11th Anniversary Ale. And mixed reviews around the table. And the stats we got on this, according to Stone, the inspiration for making a black IPA, or should we say India Black Ale / IBA, it's a dark beer. It looks like, what'd you say, Rick? You thought it was a stout? And
it looked like a stout or a porter when I was first pouring.
That's exactly what it looks like. And Mike started saying something about grapefruit, and it says on aroma, grapefruit rind, a little piney, that's our friends, the Chinook hop, and some tropical fruit and coffee-like roasted malt flavor. So it's like an awesome hoppy porter, right? You would think.
Golly, man.
Yeah.
I could go to bed with this beer. Man, this is good stuff.
What are you rattling around over there, Martin?
Why are you picking on me?
Because I'm hearing all this
rattling. Am I just a token picker-on?
No, you're everything.
Picker-oner, how you spell that?
Picker-oner. All right, let me give you a coaster. It's picking you up, what can I say? So the alcohol notes on this, it is 8.7%. It was released September 10th, 2007.
Now, this one would probably go good with the Rendezvous Rub, huh?
You know? It is, yeah. And we've got
quite literally, this is days old.
Yeah, it really is.
Because we're recording in September.
What's today, 26th?
Seven.
Okay,
seven.
So this is 17 days old. Good stuff. And it's got a little hops. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's that hoppy, though.
It's got a real good pungent odor, though.
Yeah, if I were a blind person, I would say IPA, but it's obviously not.
It's got that kind of a little bit of arrogant bastard touch. It's a Chinook. You don't care for it?
Uh-huh.
No, Christy.
No, it tastes too bitter for me.
This is one. You remember that beer you had that you thought it tasted like bile? This is the same
bile.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
You don't care for this?
No, and I do smell grapefruit, but / Kettler. Here, don't want to have mine.
All right. The next one, you're going to love the last one, though. Well, this is one of those things, you know, Stone,
I'll take my glass back.
They like to play. And this anniversary one, is it's pretty interesting. So they did use, I mean, it's an IPA with a lot of caramel malts. And so you get a little bit of that coffee. I mean, we're eating something with some rub. Is it gone?
You just rattled the bottle and you didn't say anything.
Quit it. I thought it was you.
Next thing I'm going to do, you're going to pull out the drive fight and you're going to pull me over.
We have a no rattling.
Where's your profiling here?
your bottle profile.
You know what, though, Dick? I wished I hadn't eaten that Rendezvous rub because... It's really cutting out that flavor that I really like, and really made it more of a blander beer than.
Yeah,
than
it does. I was reading something about food pairings, and I thought about this. It said you should match strong with strong. Well, this is strong mm-hmm. with a strong spice, and it's not working at all. I kind of disagree with that, and I'm going to have to ask some of the chefs at the Great American Beer Fest, who are going to talk about food and pairing, which, Rick, we hadn't talked about that. That's the show will be posted before then, I promise. But we're on our way to the Great American Brew Fest, right?
And I believe Chuck Skypeck, our friend from Bosco's, is presenting making a presentation on food pairings with beer.
He is. He's making a beer cheese soup. He's also judging. And he's got booth duty at his booth. So we got a number of people going from Memphis. I don't know if any of the homebrewer clubs or anybody's going.
Rick, did you just explode?
No, I just coughed. But I do know that Mike Lee from the homebrew shop, he won the Pro-Am, which is the where a pro brewer brews a amateur's beer. And Mike Lee won that contest, so he will be here.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So that'll be all.
And there's also one from Nashville. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no, aren't they gonna like brew his beer out at Bosco's for a while or something like that? His recipe or something like that. Since he won,
they
that
should
contest?
Have already done. They're going to enter it into a contest here.
Okay. So it should already be done, and I guess the people here will have had it. And I forget what it was, some really interesting thing. But that's what they said, that in the categories there were, 38, 39 entries in every category. There was just like some surreal number of beers. So hopefully we will get some audio. I've already called and cleared it with them. And we're not going to get thrown out for starting our movement, which we're going to talk about in the next segment. Yep. I called and got permission, and they're also okay with us bringing microphones. No cameras, but microphones, sure, bring them on.
How about video?
No, yeah. That would be a camera.
That would be a camera.
A video camera, then. Let me clarify.
Thank you.
Well, on that other beer show, they had a video.
About camera phones.
They do. I know, but they're kind of funny about that. Who would blame them? I wouldn't trust us either.
Yeah.
You know, if you called up.
Bunch of damn podcasts.
But Christy, we don't care if the other beer show gets kicked out. We care if we get kicked out. We don't care if they get kicked
out. That's right. So. We'll have to roam the streets crying.
Yeah, it would be sad for y'all.
It would. It would suck.
Oh, that would just be awful.
Yeah. So, let's see. I was looking for the checklist of things. We've gone down that. Did I explain where these beers came from? I went on a trip again. Went to L.A., San Diego, etc. I met up with our buddy Phil from Clark Head Brewery and the Dude Night podcast. And, you know, I guess I need to mention the beers.
And
Gonzo and Hog Dog. And we all had a good time. And you can see that video on clarkhead.blogspot.com. Go to Google, look for Dude Night, and there it is. But here's why I bring this up, other than to plug the video on which I appear. The beers that I brought back were not only store-bought beers, but Phil gave me some homebrews, very nice homebrews, and I get to the airport, and I'd wrapped them all in bubble wrap and packed them up real good, and I was really pushing the weight limit on my bags. And they asked me, because it was heavy, they said, "Oh, is there anything breakable in here?" I said, "Yeah." And they said, is it like wine or liquor? I said, no, it's beer. And so my honesty got me in trouble. And they made me
drink it?
Get rid of it.
No.
So the ones on top that they could see, unfortunately, were four of the six beers that Phil gave me.
Bummer.
So some airport toter and lifter at LAX enjoyed those beers and a couple others that I lost. But I did remember to lie soon enough, so I was able to get the rest of them smuggled through customs and brought them back. I brought them to Denver, which is where I went next to Rick's house. And so you've got Phil's two beers in your refrigerator right now.
Two HBs.
Yes. And so,
two HBs.
So we're going to save those and enjoy them when we show up at the GABF, right? And I guess we could also talk about the other beer we had. It sucked.
Your champagne beer?
The champagne beer. God, it was hideous.
Dick, I really wish you wouldn't hold back. I mean, you've got to let this stuff out, all right? I mean,
oh, man.
You just got to let it go.
And we had drank a bunch of stuff, too. I mean, we had gone to, the brew pub.
Well, that's the... Yeah, Dick, you have to explain to people that we had been out drinking some of the best beer you can find around this area for hours before that, so...
Yeah, this is very interesting.
Well, no, we've gone... I told you about that. We came home. Everybody was up, and we came home. And got home early enough.
I certainly don't remember this, Dick. Would you please remind me?
You weren't there.
Oh.
It was in Denver.
Yeah, we were left out.
You're in the back seat, passed out. But so we said, okay, here's this nice beer, and it's on the Clarkhead video. It was this, the guy said, oh, this is one of the best beers you'll ever have. Serve it really well chilled. I thought, okay, well, that's kind of odd because usually with good beer you don't do that. But he said, really well chilled. It's like champagne. It was just foul. And it was cold. And we popped that thing, and the cork popped real loud, and we poured it in, foamed like crazy, and it was just bile. Rick, you didn't even finish yours either.
It's just like champagne.
I didn't.
And if you want champagne, go buy a bottle of Brut.
It was like Jack Bonnet $3 champagne.
What does he make it with, like champagne yeast or something like that, or what?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
probably.
And brewed like champagne style, they say. But it's $30.
Wow! Oh,
I thought I was getting something special.
So brewed it in France.
$30 a bottle. They gave it to you. You bought it.
I bought it.
$30 a
bottle. Yeah, and it's like I'm wishing God I could have done a lot with that $30. Could have bought you that Grateful Dead shirt that Rick kept trying to make me buy.
I did. That's right, Christy. I was trying to get him to get you all hippied up.
Or that Denver is for Lovers t-shirt.
Yeah, it was a tie-dyed one.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, it was a... All right, God, are we just wandering all over the place or what?
Yes, we are.
I'm sitting here wondering, what the hell am I doing here?
I don't know.
You're on topic.
Yeah. So, the Stone 11. Okay, hang on. We got our Stone 11. What's the general opinion? Christy doesn't like it, right?
Not
too hoppy?
Yeah, too hoppy. Too bitter.
Martin, what do you think?
Well, when personally, I like it. Up, it had the nice...
Second time around, tastes better?
Well, yeah, actually. Okay. I smelled the citrus.
The second time?
Yes.
Okay. Mike, what'd you think?
Definitely a thumbs up on this one. This is a good one. Good hop aroma, number one. As soon as you put it up to your nose, it's a really good beer.
It's got that kind of pine. Do you get a little
pine?
Man,
it does, yeah.
See, this tastes to me like an Arrogant Bastard. A little gentler Arrogant Bastard. But when you look at it, it looks just like I'm not getting any porter. Rick, what do you think?
Well,
maybe a tiny bit, but
I think that cheese and everything you've been eating is kind of blocking all that out.
Yeah, Rick.
All right, what I think is, ignore the color. The taste is very signature Stone. You're right about that. It's like a mild Arrogant Bastard, and
it's got a real dry finish.
More and drink it more.
You don't want to drink
it? I'd almost like to brew it, if you want to know the truth.
It's got a real dry finish, and that's where your porter comes in.
I think I overdid the pine. I think I'm over pine now. I think I've had enough that I'm ready to go into something
else. So you're pining
away? I'm pining out.
And I'm getting a little chocolate at the end after I don't drink it for just a 10 or 15 seconds. I get a little hint of a chocolate.
I don't got that.
And that's your porter.
Not at all. But that's me. All right. Well, let's get out of this and try and get ourselves organized. And we're going to burn 6 minutes of air playing a song in anticipation of our next beer.
One of my favorite songs.
It is. A little Joe's Garage.
Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa.
Jim.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little amp. With a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second-hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar. We could jam in Joe's Garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon. And sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew. Easy to, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's Garage. We didn't have no dope or LSD, but a couple of quarts of beer would fix it so the intonation would not offend your ear. And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, cause it sounded good to me. One more time. We could jam in Joe's Garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon. And sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew. So we wouldn't get it wrong, even if we played it on the saxophone. We thought we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together. We figured that we should, cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like, so we kicked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits and beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar. Like our song, they got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name said we ought to take his pen and sign on the line for a real good time, but he didn't tell us when. These good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again. Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like, Honey boy, please.
Eric and somebody.
And we're back talking about the Bunko fights. Apparently there was a knockdown drag out at Bunko.
Well, we are in Memphis, Bunko so Wars in knives and guns.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, yeah, one of the women pulled a knife.
The other pulled a 45 and said, "You never come to a Bunko fight with a knife."
Wow. That's right.
That.
Bunko fight. And one of them had a shank.
A shiv.
Yeah,
a
shiv.
So the skank's got the shiv.
We're back with our third and final beer of the evening. And Rick, you got yours open?
Huh? I didn't mind.
Well, we opened ours and it has decanted nicely.
It's fruity.
It's fruity?
Yes.
So said?
Very fruity.
So this is a Kill Ugly Radio. It's a special beer from Lagunitas. Yeah. And I really like Lagunitas because
tribute to Frank Zappa.
Yes, Frank Zappa.
Really mild.
And I got it pulled up here somewhere.
Yeah, it's almost a pale. I mean, it's just very pale. It's hardly anything.
It's got a good hop aroma, but after that, it doesn't have much taste.
You don't think so? Mm-hmm. And see, I'm exactly opposite. I'm getting malt. I'm not getting hops.
Yeah, I'm not. That's what I'm getting at. Just real mild. Not.
It is mild.
Yeah. It's almost got a. It's almost got a little lemony or a, not a lemony. I don't know. I don't get much malt either, I mean.
Martin, what are you getting out of it?
What am I losing there?
Oh, it's got a nice aroma. I mean, it's got a good bouquet.
Okay, now that some of the cheese is cleared away, and you don't like it?
It smells fruity and smells very good.
Don't ruin me.
Taste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ruin me too.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
See, marijuana ruined me, so yeah.
Yeah, the heroin did me in.
All right, this says the... this says Lagunitas Brewing released the second beer in the Frank Zappa series. He can't get a vein up to save his life. He's having to go between his toes now. Terrible. Okay. But it's a Kill Ugly Radio featuring the...
Tie me off, Martin.
And this is... The label has the inside album art from... I got a visual. Martin's hands are shaking. Can't keep all his spoon still. Martin's holding the spoon shaking so bad in his hands, and Mike can't get the lighter under it. So they're heating up. Kill Ugly Radio beer.
I was thinking of that Pulp
Fiction. I'm
trying
to tell him you can drink it. It's a lot less painful.
I was thinking of that Pulp Fiction when that girl OD'd in the house.
Right, so here it is.
Yeah,
this
the adrenaline and heart.
Yeah.
And this is the
do I do it on
Pulp
one
Fiction?
Or do I do it on three or do...
Sound bite from Pulp Fiction.
What? Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
There it was. I got all the Pulp Fiction sound bites. All right, Kill Ugly Radio is the inside album art from Frank Zappa's out. And it's got like this picture of him standing there looking all solemn with his porn star mustache going. And last year, the first one was Freak Out to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the release of the first album. And this one commemorates the second beer, and I believe the second album, Absolutely Free, is what it's called, Absolutely Free. So, man, when I saw that, I said, oh, look, Frank Zappa. And then I read that bit about celebrating 40 years, which I thought, oh, damn, I'm old.
Man, my older brother used to listen to him, and I'm 47.
That
so.
Was the only thing that saved me. I thought, oh, wait a minute. It was that before I started, like, really paying attention. So I didn't feel that bad.
You guys want a free beer?
Yeah.
Always.
Go to Capital Brewing, and during the tour, they will ask you what the fermenters are named after. And you'll see, like, there's a whole line of fermenters, and they're all named after Frank Zappa songs.
Wow. Okay. And, like, on God Ain't.
Okay, I got to ask this. Who is Frank Zappa?
He's a musician.
Oh, you're kidding.
You don't know Frank Zappa?
No, Martin. Okay, he's playing Dom.
His daughter's Moon Unit Zappa.
And Dweezil.
Dweezil.
And what's Dweezil Zappa. And what's the bald-headed one's name? The third one. And yes, there's three.
Fatty?
No. What's his name?
Frank.
That's the question. What is his Zappa?
Frank
children?
Jr.
No. I forget. It's like, I keep wanting to say like Ahmet.
Ahmet.
Yeah. Actually, it's Ahmet Rodan. Like Rodan, the flying monster. I bet you it is. Look.
Well, they did some hellacious drugs.
You didn't know about the third kid, did you? That's when they kept him in a closet until he was like 26 or something. And they drug him out when Dweezil and some girl had a show on MTV years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they drug the bald-headed kid out. Mm-hmm. And that was Ahmet. No one knew he was alive.
They did some damn good drugs Zappa's back then.
Well, what would happen if you got Frank Zappa's Valley family together with Ozzy Osbourne's family?
Oh, man. The Osbournes would lose. I mean,
kind of like okay. African bees.
Excluding Ozzy himself. All right. Ozzy is Ozzy, and Frank Zappa is dead, so they're evenly matched. They both perform equally as well.
Hey,
now you're down to the kids.
It's Ozzy's publicist on the phone there, Dick, for you.
That's right.
the lawyers
are on the phone. But the Zappas would take them because they have talent.
Yeah.
They did. I mean, they really did. You know, Dweezil's, he's real good.
They're smart.
They're smart. And he's still doing stuff. I forget.
The girl did a TV series for a long time, right?
She did.
Well, yep. Ozzy's come out with a new album.
I like the new Ozzy song. It's kind of a throwback.
Frank is dead.
And
Long live Frank.
The Joe's Garage, you were talking about that, Rick. That was like a great album. It just goes on and on and on.
Now, are we going to get around to talking about the beer?
Oh, yeah. So.
But
we call Martin.
We still have beer in the glass. We usually wait till we finish the beer, then we talk about it.
He busted us. He caught us. All right. Kill Ugly Radio. And now, I know it says the same thing on the Lagunitas site. Of course, they're not really people who hold with style. And you notice all the weird writing around the side? It's got all kinds of crazy writing.
It's like Celtic acrylic.
This says that this is an American Double/Imperial IPA. And 7.8% alcohol, so not bad. Yeah. Beers have been 7, 8, 9 area. But
it's not that big.
It's not.
No,
it's not. And, I wouldn't have called it a double or an imperial IPA.
It tastes like a dessert beer.
That's what I get more sweet than hops. A little bit at the end.
Gentlemen, Stone has ruined us.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Once again.
Yeah.
I was going to bring that up.
We had Stone before we ate.
I was going to say, you're exactly right.
Well, now, I had this, though, before I drank any other beers. This is like the first beer of the day before, and
I
can tell
you,
it tastes the same. It's not to me not a hoppy.
Well, you know when you put your nose to it, you get that hop aroma, and you think, wow, you know, this is going to be a pretty good beer. And then when you take a sip of it, it's like, man, where'd the hops go? You just don't get that flavor.
You want to be Dick's first beer of the day, you got to start early.
Is that before or after the bourbon?
Is the sun coming up or going down?
Beer's not just for breakfast anymore.
Day starts after midnight. I'm looking on the Lagunitas site.
Beer, the other white meat.
What?
I don't know. That didn't make any sense to me.
Then why are you laughing?
It sounded good.
It's funny.
All right, I'm looking on the Lagunitas site, and it's not here. This is irritating.
They disavow it.
Yeah, it's not on their site.
I looked also, Dick. I looked also.
All right, here it is. Wait a minute.
They got a big site devoted to 420.
Yeah, and that's probably
what
it is.
This guy smoked pot. You got to give him a break.
Well, remember, we had the Lagunitas Undercover Shutdown Ale, which I've got in the refrigerator.
Right.
But they did really good stuff.
But everybody was giving away the pot for free, so they couldn't arrest them for selling it.
Right. We did air that show.
Yeah, we had
eventually,
a show on that.
Right?
Yeah, okay. Sure did.
You talking about the California show?
Yeah, that was one of those that took forever to get cut because of all the crazy stuff. All right, I can't find anything. This is real disturbing. They've got a beer, an ice beer, commemorative beer, and it's not on their website. And this is a new beer. They had it in the stores. When you go in, like, the BevMo's, they had cases of this stacked up.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, so I can't go to the website and read what they themselves call this beer. You got to go to somebody else's. And, well, it says, okay, the beer itself, a hefty 7.8%, and not surprisingly, brimming with West Coast hops, a blast of citrus and Northwest pine, and unapologetic bitterness. I do not get bitter. Do you? I mean, there's not a really. Little bit of malt.
You've been bitter for hours now.
I'm born that way. All right, no. Well, Christy's drinking. Did you drink all yours, or you poured it back?
I'm telling you.
Yours.
So you don't care for it? Mm-mm. Is it bitter to you?
There's a bitter aftertaste.
All right, so you think it's because the stones just completely took our hop legs right out from under us?
It smelled good. But it
you're just high on heroin.
No,
look at his eyes. What have you been smoking?
The stone, man, my contacts have been in my eyes since 4:30 this morning. That's why my eyes are red. But the stone kicked me in the groin. You know,
did it?
And
stole your wallet.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Keyed your car and ran away. What are you doing, sign language?
Hey guys, this is a session beer after the stone, so that's it.
Yeah, because it's below
8%. I gotta say, it tastes like a dessert beer to me.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Yes. I'm not getting hot. I'm getting sweet.
I mean, you know, if you like after you had a good hearty meal of steak and potatoes, you know, you want to kick back, watch a little TV. This is
an after dinner beer.
Yeah, it's a dessert beer.
Okay, Christy says it's not.
Martin even eats better than I do.
Yeah, he does.
No, I usually get beanie weenies.
No beanie weenies or spam and crackers for Martin.
I go off all the finest dumpsters drink? Of all Make the sure. finest restaurants in town. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, it's not going to get any better.
Go for pizza for dinner. Oh, good.
Are you sharing with us what you're having for dinner now? God, we're Last just so night, yeah. we're so devoid of content. We got nothing. We got nothing. We have no beer news.
Speak for yourself.
We don't even have haiku ready.
How about the haiku,
the
man? Like the haiku's just a couple
clicks
away. We are
just totally sucked from. Okay, yeah. You want to do live haiku?
Let's do a live haiku.
All right, I'm pulling it up. Beer.
Rick's
got
to read it.
Yeah, Rick. You pull it up.
Give me a sec.
No, you got to do it now. You're on the spot.
Yeah, man. We're live, baby.
Oh, I do know this. Note the and we talked about this, God, I don't know how long ago, about the sessions where all the beer bloggers were, they would pick a theme and all the beer bloggers would write to that theme. This month, our friend Captain Hops is in charge of picking the theme.
Wow.
And one other thing, I'm throwing a little beer news in here, Rick, while you're looking it up. So Captain Hops is in charge of the picking the theme for the session. You can go to Captain Hops' site, beerhaikudaily.com. And the other thing, which probably will have passed and hope you were participating, the national toast to the
Michael
beer hunter,
Jackson.
Michael Jackson. It is on September 30th, and I believe I'm pulling it up to make sure. I think it's 7 p.m. Eastern. Let's see here. Okay, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so that would be 8 p.m. here. Everyone who enjoys a good beer is supposed to raise their glass to Michael Jackson.
To Michael Jackson.
Yeah. And, Rick, you sent me something on that earlier. Today, and I had seen it elsewhere on the site, so it's one of those.
Right, it was the lyrics.
Yeah, it's one of those events that's kind of.
It was the lyrics to. This is where Skype is killing us. It's the lyrics to Billie Jean is Not My Lover.
What?
It's Michael Jackson. Does.
Sing it, Rick. Sing it.
We all sing Billie Jean. What's her name?
What?
Billie Jean?
Billie Jean's not my lover. She thinks I am the
one. You're Weird Al Yankovic.
One. I don't know. It's Michael Jackson's son.
Hey, did you hear that they saw Michael Jackson at Walmart?
Wait a minute. Michael Jackson.
You saw? They said they saw Michael Jackson at Walmart.
3 second delay. All right, we're talking about Michael Jackson, the beer drinker, and Michael Jackson, the disco guy. So,
I got your background music on, right?
I love it.
They said they saw Michael Jackson at Walmart. He heard they had boys' pants half off.
All right. Let's not defame Michael Jackson, the beer hunter, though. He was a great guy who really progressed the art of appreciating good beers.
Oh, I thought you were reading haiku.
All right.
It sounded poetic.
Yes.
You guys ready?
Yeah, I had the theme music. Okay, now I'm going to have to fire up the regular.
In case you missed it, no. In case you missed it, September 19th was Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh, yeah.
And, drives
me nuts.
Arg.
There it was. I didn't even have to ask you.
I'm having an orgasm. Arg.
It drives me nuts.
Off of Beer Haiku Daily, the site hosted by Captain Hops, we have When's Drink Like a Pirate Day. Shiver me timbers, 'tis Talk Like a Pirate Day. Fetch me grog, Bill Jarrett. Beer haiku.
Very nice, very nice. That would have been cooler if he had the Billy Jean music behind it. I jumped the gun.
Well, you can put that in later.
Well, you know what?
It's recorded.
To change the subject, did you guys hear about the story about the guy that...
Wait, Rickston is subtle.
I am the one.
That was a Stone Bear singing.
Yeah.
You usually hear Bear talking.
And it does sound like Mike got hit in the nuts. Yeah.
You're having to squeeze yourself to get those high nuts. Well, this the quality of the show has just steadily gone downhill, hasn't it?
That 8.4% alcohol will do that.
That's funny. Okay.
Well, do you want to hear the story about the guy that was...
Martin, tell the drives me nuts joke.
No, this is a different story. Guy's sitting there with his wife, and they're talking about living wills. And the guy says, you know, if I go in the hospital, I want them to pull me. I don't want to be artificially kept alive, and I don't want intravenous fluids. So the guy's wife went over and turned off the TV and took his beer away.
Okay. Okay. And you know what? All right, next show, we're going to have to do this because, Martin, we talked about this. You've been sending several scripts around for the Big Foamy Head Interpretive Dance Theater too. And our problem was
they weren't printable.
No, there was a woman's part. Mm-hmm. Remember?
Yeah.
And we couldn't figure out how to do it. Uh-huh. You were volunteering to do it in your high pitched voice, but nobody's fooled by that. Especially when you go downtown in that dress. Yeah. No one is fooled.
He just can't do it in those heels, can he?
Not at all. He doesn't pull it off. He tries, though.
At least I can sound like Billie Jean.
Rick did a pretty good...
Rick, you going to do the second verse for us? Yeah, are you moonwalking around the man room?
And you've got the black bell bottoms with the sequins at the sides.
Yeah.
He's
one
got
glove.
One glove on, white socks,
with
and
with a red sequin jacket on.
With the like inflated shoulders.
And of course the curl, Jerry curl in his hair.
Yeah, that's right.
And only 8 nose surgeries.
And you still look black?
Yeah. Get your money back. That was bad.
But let's not take away from the national toast to Michael Jackson, the beer hunter.
All
right. On
Amen.
30th, right?
And there is a, I'm looking at, and unfortunately this will be probably, hopefully it'll be posted before then. No, it won't. It's like Sunday.
No.
Is it Sunday? Yeah. The 30th?
It's Sunday, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It won't happen, Dick.
All right. We will have participated. So this is old news by the time you hear it. But it was damn thoughtful of us to mention it.
Yes, it was.
Whatever week in October this is, projecting into the future. Okay.
How about a Halloween joke?
Is it time yet?
It's pretty close.
I'll tell you what. No, go ahead.
Okay.
Bring it. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to wait till next time.
Oh, God. No, come on. Stop.
Yeah, let's wait till next
time. No, you can't do that.
We'll be right okay. in there. We'll
all right.
Be right
well,
in
here,
there.
Well, then a plug.
Our listeners
a plug.
Well, this is a cliffhanger to
right.
the next show.
Okay, yeah. All right. That's right. Tune in next time.
We'll keep our listeners hanging on the edge.
But I will both tell you this, though.
Both of them, yeah. Both edges?
Yeah, in double our audience, both of you folks, go out and bring a friend.
And preferably someone from Belgium to give us the answer.
Yeah. But we have got some special beers. Though, and they are stored in there
for October.
We went everywhere, didn't we? To hunt, we had to hunt these down because
we did.
The hunt for Red October.
Michael Jackson.
They are the Avery. What were they called? The demonic series.
Oh wow!
Series.
Yeah, they're special. Samael.
Does the
evil beers?
Yes, they're very evil.
Samael,
Mephistopheles, and the Beast. Yeah.
Wow.
Mephistopheles, yeah. yeah.
That and what their damn head go all the way around.
These are some super...
The hair on my arm standing up.
They're some creepy beers. They're super high alcohol. And
I drank the Beast on air, and it put me to bed, man.
Right.
Wow.
It took
12-ounce beer put me to bed.
Unreal.
So we have three of them.
But do we get to see that scene from Exorcist where she just vomits? I mean, does one of the beers do that for you?
Well, if you drink 10 of them really fast.
Yeah. But to ensure that does happen, we have one more.
There's a picture of Linda Blair on every bottle.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And we have that last beer, though, that we're going to – or we'll either start with it or end with it. And it's called Decadence, which doesn't sound too bad. But in small type below it, it says Evil Dead Red Ale.
Wow!
So we talk. I saw this. I got to get it. And so that's chilling now too.
Well, you know what we'll need to do? We'll need to do a viewing of Evil Dead.
And I was showing Christy this yesterday. I did the third in the series. There's Evil Dead.
Bye, Christy.
Evil
Bye.
Dead 2.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the last one?
I don't know.
Army of Darkness.
Oh, is that in that?
That's the best one. What? Nobody can hear you when you talk like
to
that.
To me, Evil Dead.
She's signing.
Bye, Christy.
She's signing. Put that finger down.
The Evil Dead scared the pee out of me, man.
Really?
No kidding.
I thought kind of sucked.
Because I was young. That's an older movie.
Oh, well, okay. All right. We're getting into next show.
Okay.
I don't like British horror movies. I think they're kind of lame.
That wasn't British.
Uh-uh.
That was it's Bruce Campbell, the guy who's on Burn Notice.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at Evil Dead. Okay, Army of Darkness was 93. So work backwards. We'll have to get the stats on that.
Yeah.
But, man, that's one of the coolest movies. I love that. Of course,
I was thinking Evil Dead might have been early 80s or late
70s. It had to have been in the 80s.
Late 70s, early 80s, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it was that early. But it was definitely an earlier one.
That's a hell of a preview for what we're going to do.
Right.
And my favorite horror movie of all time, Phantasm.
Oh, that's great.
Because I was a little kid when I saw that.
You sounded just like Michael Jackson.
I'm telling you.
The Omega Man.
Before the operation.
And it's the best horror movie ever. The Omega Man.
You like that?
Did you ever see that?
I did.
Oh, that scared the crap out of me.
I did, but I still like
sleep
that Phantasm.
Weeks.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Phantasm was cool because it had a little comedy in it.
Mm-hmm.
And plus scared the pee out of you with the little dwarves with the hoods running around and the flying silver ball.
Yeah,
and
flying silver ball.
I'm
man.
Sorry, my favorite was Aliens.
Aliens is a damn good movie.
Yeah.
All right. This,
very good. All right. We got to wrap it up.
Dysfunctional story from my youth, guys. Dysfunctional story from my youth.
Can
my
you
mom
ahead
dropped
and shut
me
it
off to see the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Which one?
And the second feature was the Omega Man. And I totally freaked out at the Omega Man. And she came back and picked me up after the movies were over. And I was like, wasted.
Took your mom?
Just gone. I was so scared. I couldn't even walk, you know. And that movie just haunted me for weeks. If you haven't seen it, it's about a virus that just kind of like kills everyone. And
yeah.
They're weird creatures.
I remember that. Was Charlton Heston in it, or who was in the Omega? Was it him?
Yeah.
See, yeah,
scary,
I didn't get that.
Scary stuff.
I think I must have been doing something else at the time.
Oh, that's the one with Charlton Heston that had all the 70s look and feel to it?
Well,
well
of course. Because
it was in the
70s.
Happened,
well, you know, like Star
Dick
Trek
is
had
a
the 70s.
Year or two older than I am, so maybe he was more mature. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm just scared.
I just don't remember being scared.
Where the all the people were like zombies or turning into zombies, and he was he was the only one by himself.
And he found some black girl
that he rescued or whatever.
I remember there was a girl, but I don't remember anything else about it. I mean,
his blood was the vaccine.
This is the driver. Right. I was at the drive-in. I was off doing something else.
He's banging.
I was too young for that.
What about invasions of the
I was back there trying to decide on the shrimp egg roll or the pizza
people,
slice.
They were kind of lame. I didn't like the pod people.
Soylent Green.
That's pretty cool.
The food's made out of people!
And that was, what was that from the, and I think they got that from the Twilight Zone, To Serve Man.
No, that's To Serve Man, right.
It's a cookbook.
It's a cookbook.
All right. Man, so we're doing all the Halloween stuff now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, screw it. We don't want to have a show.
Well, then let's just bump this show to the Halloween show.
All right.
Hang on. I'm going to tell my Halloween joke now that Christy's
Now that Christy's left the room. Yeah.
The joke goes like this. There's a boy who has speech impediment, and he was wanting to go trick-or-treating. His mom did not want him to go trick-or-treating because he thought people would make fun of him. Well, anyway, he goes, he wanted to be a pirate. And so his sister and his brother go with him.
Okay.
And he goes up to the very first house and says, trick or tweet, damn it. And the people go, well, yes, you are cute. What are you? I'm a pilot. Oh, great. Yeah, you look like a great pirate. So anyway, this goes on for a couple of houses, and finally gets up to the next house and knocks on the door, trick or tweet. And people come out, and they go, oh, wow, you sure are a nice pirate. Where are your buccaneers? Why, they're on the side of my fucking head, you fucking idiot.
Well, okay, I've got one for you. These man and wife try for years to have a baby. And
yeah, that's finally, the rated R.
That wasn't bad at all. You could have said that while she was there.
And then, they tried for years to have a baby, and finally they had a baby. But unfortunately, the baby was born without ears. But they're still proud of the baby. They just love the baby. They just oodle. Anyways, so they were wanted to show off the baby to the neighbors. And while the next door neighbors had a very precocious 4-year-old child, and of course 4-year-olds just speak their mind. And so they admonished this child several times before they went on. Said, "Whatever you do, don't say anything about the baby not having any ears." And the little child looked up and down, and kind of nodded his head like he understood. So they go over and. Sure enough, they're looking at the baby and they're oohing and aahing, and the little 4-year-old sits there and looks at the baby and looks at the parents and says, "Can baby see good?" And the parent says, "Well, I think so. Why do you ask?" And the kid looks at him and says, "Going to be hard to put glasses on him."
Okay. That's it. We're cutting it off. All right, we're going to wind up.
It gets a 3 out of 10.
Well, yeah. Do you know how much a pirate pays for ear and earring?
A buck an ear. Okay. All right.
That's it.
We're over. The show's done. God, I think it's like we started off slow, dragging our ass, and now look at us.
Well, look at me. I walk in the door and you just jump my shit like
all it takes is a little alcohol. You're
right. Yeah. Alcohol cures everything.
A little.
All right, who's leading us out, Dick?
Well,
what music?
The lead out music Christy picked it.
I think Taps would be a good one.
It's close. It's Tab, not Tab. Tab yep. Benoit. And Christy picked this. Why are people like that? See you next time.
Drive safe.
Come back and see us.
Hasta luego.
They take your love and your money. They take your sugar and your honey. They take your skinny or fat. People like that. They take your dog and your car. They try to push you too far. Break your heart, leave you flat. Oh, why are people like that? We'll be right back. They take your towel and your home. They take your flesh and your bone. They take your heart, leave you flat. Oh, why are people like that? They make you sleep in the street. They give you nothing to eat. All behind your back. Oh, why are people like that? They take your farm and your crop. They take everything you got. Laugh behind your back. Oh, why are people like that? Oh, why are people like that? Why are people like that? I don't know why they act like that. Oh, why are people like that?
Bobby Charles, everybody.